Key of the 30 Airs by John Dee, rendered in English. O you heavens which dwell in Zom, are mighty in the parts of the earth, and execute the judgment of the highest. To you it is said, behold the face of your God, the beginning of comfort, whose eyes are the brightness of the heavens, which provided you for the government of the earth and her unspeakable variety, furnishing you with the power of understanding to dispose all things according to the providence of he that sitteth on the holy throne and rose up in the beginning, saying, the earth, let her be governed by her parts, and let there be division in her, that the glory of her may be always drunken and vexed in itself. Her course let it run with the heavens, and as a handmaid let her serve them. One season let it confound another, and let there be no creature on or within her the same. All her members let them differ in their qualities, and let there be no one creature equal with another. The reasonable creatures of the earth let them vex and weed out one another, and the dwelling places let them forget their names. The work of man and his pomp let them be defaced. His buildings let them become caves for the beasts of the field. Confound her understanding with darkness. For why? It repenteth me I made man. One while let her be known, and another while a stranger, because she is the bit of a harlot, and the dwelling place of him that is fallen. O you heavens, arise, the lower heavens underneath you, let them serve you. Govern those that govern, cast down such as fall. Bring forth with those that increase, and destroy the rotten. No place let it remain in one number, add and diminish, until the stars be numbered. Arise, move, and appear before the covenant of his mouth, which he hath sworn unto us in his justice. Open the mysteries of your creation, and make us partakers of undefiled knowledge.